Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Welcome
to the first episode of Everything is Creepy.
Yes.
Finally, it's been a long time coming. And I thought the perfect topic for today's first episode would be...
What is it?
I mean, podcasts are creepy. Podcasting, podcasts.
Yes, they are.
Kind of creepy. We're going to dissect that a little bit today. First off, we have no idea what we're doing. So bear with us.
Just talking.
Yeah, we're just
talking.
I'm not used to not having a structured content. Well, I guess I should preface for anybody who doesn't know for some reason, I am a YouTube content creator. I make videos, gaming videos on YouTube, and I have fallen into the scary, creepy side of gaming and content because people seem to like that, which is great because I love that.
Yeah.
So that's what I do for a living.
I feel like we didn't introduce ourselves. I'm Bobby. That's Lauren.
Yes.
We're married.
Yes. I mean, I'm assuming the majority of people coming in here know us.
Just in case.
But just in case. Yeah. We're married. Bobby, he's still in videos and he used to be the main editor of the channel. But we had a daughter a year and a half ago, our first kid. So I now have a full-time editor and Bobby is full-time dad. / helping with this podcast.
Yeah. Podcast dad.
The structures of these episodes are kind of going to be, we're going to talk about a topic that we really want to talk about or that we think you guys would be interested in hearing our opinion on or stories about.
Mm-hmm.
So today's
our discussions.
Yes. So today's topic is podcasting. So we're going to talk about why we started a podcast, what that process has been like. I don't know, podcasts we listen to.
Yeah.
Just keeping it normal. And then kind of going to start diving into some like weird and creepy podcasts that exist that I've found. And just why podcasting in general is a little creepy.
Everything's creepy.
Yeah. So that's going to be the show structure going forward, which I'm really excited about.
Whenever we ask viewers of Lauren's channel what their favorite videos are, 99.9% of the time, it's the creepy, scary ones, which is fascinating to me because it's usually younger kids that are like, oh, I like all the creepy, scary ones. Well, interesting.
Yeah. Kids like scary things. I did when I was growing up, too.
I did, too. But it's just interesting that that's the thing that most people like because I guess I kind of think that's
The stuff that does the best. And people.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't identify you as like a creepy content.
There's
person.
Like horror gamers.
Yeah.
I'm not a horror gamer.
No.
I play like the games that aren't super creepy, but they like are underneath.
Yeah.
That's what I like. I love things that don't seem scary. Mm-hmm. Like even movies.
Yeah.
Things that are like, it's like normal everyday life that slowly you start finding out that there's a ghost in the house or like demons or slowly. I don't know. I hate when it when a movie is straightforward.
You like things that aren't like, we're both the same. We don't like typical structures or stories or endings. We like when things are a little creepy or weird or.
Yeah. My favorite like scary movies are Paranormal Activity just because it's because it's everyday life. There's nothing that it's like security
it
camera
feels real.
Footage. It feels real, but it's not. It's scary. So a lot of people like gave crap to that movie. And I thought it was brilliant. Mm-hmm. Like the way that they went about it. Saw was great, too.
Yeah. Like Blair Witch. It was real.
Blair Witch.
It had that found footage aspect to it. Where you're like, wow, this looks and feels real.
I think that's also why my favorite podcast genre is crime.
Yeah.
Like true crime.
You've been listening to that stuff for a long time.
Yeah.
Bobby murder mysteries.
He doesn't understand.
Yeah, I know that's
why I like it.
I know a lot of typically females like to listen to that.
It's so I can be one step ahead. So, like, okay. I can listen to it and be like, oh, like, this girl got, oh, I can, like, I can actually say the word murder.
Murder,
because the podcast. But if a girl gets murdered in the show, I'm like, oh, what did she do?
So you're just preparing and learning.
What did she do wrong in this scenario? What can I do different to not end up?
She was jogging alone at night on the street. I understand.
Yeah, I won't do that. No jogging at night.
Wooded road. Yeah, mine are not that. Mine are usually, I don't know. I've been listening to a fantasy football podcast since like 2014.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's, I found this guy who used to work at ESPN. He started his own podcast and he basically watches like film on all the players so that he has good insight on them. And between August 1st and I guess the end of August, I just listened to this guy almost every day just to get some info and knowledge. But yeah, I've been definitely listening to him for a long time. Chris Harris, big fan of him. Someone I never thought a couple years ago I would be listening to is actually Logan Paul. And I mean, say what you want about him. He's definitely, you know, changed his life around. But his videos and podcasts just started getting recommended to me. They were either interesting topics or people that he would have guests on of people that I would like. And now I don't listen to every single one of his podcasts. But when it's he has a guest on that I know of or it's an interesting topic, I have been listening to him for probably since last year.
He has gotten better. When you first told me you were listening to Logan Paul podcast, I was
No.
Yeah, it's... But then I watched the last one with like the he interviewed Markiplier. Mm-hmm. And that was really good.
Yeah.
Way he talks, he has a lot, I don't know, more grown up, I guess.
Yeah, he's 27-ish now, so he's a little older, but he's relatable to most people. And I don't know, I think a lot of people know about him, so it's easy for him to talk to guests. And then before he became more controversial or whatever you want to say, I've been listening to Joe Rogan for a while. I just like the way he's able to talk to very random guests, from anyone from like Mike Tyson to Neil deGrasse Tyson. You have all these wide range of guests that he's able to sit down and have what seems like a pretty open, normal conversation.
Do you know there's like a meme around that?
Around what?
Like it's like he's a 10, but he listens to Joe.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. No, I'm sure that, and I know people may think differently of me or whatever about listening to Joe Rogan, but I've been listening to him since probably like 2017, 2018-ish, on and off. I don't listen to every single podcast.
There's a difference between listening to somebody who you don't agree everything with. Like, I think when some people say like, oh, you're listening to Joe Rogan, you must believe this.
Yeah.
It doesn't, just because I listen to people all the time that I don't agree with because I just like not living in a bubble.
Exactly.
And just because I listen to somebody doesn't mean I'm going to walk away and be like, oh, I believe this now. Yeah. Like it just kind of gives you the other side. So you might gain more empathy.
Yeah, I think he does a good job, especially when he has guests on that are strong one way or another. He does a pretty good job of playing that middle ground. And that's kind of how I approach a lot of things, is I want to hear what someone on one side and another side has to say. And I don't know, I enjoy it. So.
So you like interview.
Come at me.
You like controversial interviews.
No, I don't. I mean, I also have gotten into MMA. So he does a lot of like interviews with MMA people. So
you do listen to a lot of the training.
Yeah, it's interesting because you'd think a lot of these MMA guys are just kind of, you know, just fighters, but they actually, a lot of them are intelligent and have a lot of smart life lessons that they've learned along the way that you can kind of listen. Oh, that's, you know, a good way to approach certain stuff. So, you know, don't just judge a book by its cover. It's, I guess, a good way of looking at that.
I also think a lot of people hear the name Joe Rogan and they're like, but they've never actually listened to him. Like I was the same way for a while. And then I listened to him. I was like, oh, like it depends. I'll only listen to him if he's interviewing somebody that I'm
interested. Yeah, same. So
he interviewed Mr. Beast. Mm-hmm. He interviewed
MKBHD's been on there.
Did he interview Philip DeFranco once?
I don't think he's been on there.
I thought he did a long time ago.
I don't know. He just recently interviewed Aaron Rodgers, who I know is also another controversial figure now, but he's a football player that I've been watching since he came in the league, and it was really interesting hearing him talk about stuff.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I got my list up finally.
Oh, nice. What do we got here?
I listened to, Tiny Meat Gang.
Oh, yeah. We both, what I do a lot is I like, I know Joe Rogan and Logan Paul do it. They'll give you those 5 to 15 minute clips that you'll find on YouTube about a certain specific topic. And when you have just that limited amount of time, you can watch that and go,
I gotcha.
A good way of digesting.
I like also that we're starting our own podcast, but we're like, hey, go listen to these other podcasts because they're really fun.
You get to know what we like. You get a little insight of what we listen to.
Yeah. Crime Junkie is a good one. Case File is like my number one.
Yep. I know you've been listening to that one for a long time.
I always listen to Case File. Serial was the one that got me into podcasts. Mm-hmm.
Jen and Julian, they used to podcast.
I miss their podcast.
I remember driving back from, pretty sure, your sister's house, 2018, 2017, and we were listening to them. I don't think they were interviewing PewDiePie, but they were talking about PewDiePie when, the first adpocalypse.
They were good because they would talk about YouTube subjects.
Yeah.
And, I want to do that as well if there's something big enough to talk about. Mm-hmm. But getting away from podcasts that we listen to, there's some of the reasons why we wanted to start a podcast, and I'm not texting or anything. I'm just, this is my first podcast, so I have notes down on my phone that I like to look at. I personally like that we're doing a podcast because I spend the majority of my time alone in my room talking to my camera, so it's kind of nice to talk to another person, especially you, because since having a baby, I feel like that's another podcast I listen to. Colleen and her husband, they started a podcast so that they could designate an hour every week just to talking to each other because they have kids. I also love talking about creepy topics, and I feel like I can't do that as well in a YouTube video because it needs to be highly edited and thought out and planned and hit the algorithm. So this is going to kind of open
me up. It's more loose, open. You can kind of...
You'll learn
more
about...
talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Yeah, you'll learn way more about us than you could from a YouTube video, because these can be long. Also, I wanted to point out the art that I made behind us. For the audio listeners, I will describe for you in vivid detail. We kind of rearranged them. They were supposed to be in a different order, but I like this one the most, so I wanted it to be center.
It's a Matrix background looking text and binary code. No, it's actually
vivid,
more like coding.
Vivid detail. What color is it?
Blue. Blue letters and white letters and numbers.
What is in the
middle?
And
then there's a melting smiley face with X's for eyes and a squiggly mouth. So it's supposed to be dead.
Yeah, it's supposed to be dead inside. There you go. It's a dead inside smiley face that is melting. With code in the background, I'm going to describe each one first, and then I'll explain the reasoning behind it. The one behind my head right here, I'm still going to be on camera, has a beautiful sunset over the ocean.
Yes.
And then it
has... lots of clouds.
Yes, lots of clouds in the sky. Forgot vivid detail.
Lots of different colors, blues, reds, purples, yellows.
Yes. And then the smiley face has squinted eyes, it's closing its eyes. And then it has a wiggly mouth and is melting, but not as melted as the other one. And then
not as dead.
And then the one behind Bobby is the woods because he wanted the woods behind him. He wanted the woods one behind him. That's what also rearranged them. Bobby likes nature and camping and being in the woods.
The woods, which is a lot of trees, and we have a lot of drippy, melty smileys behind us.
Yes, with various images behind them.
Now explain why, Lauren.
The reason I created this art, and first of all, the actual photos and images were copyright free. So I just put them together. but there's actual artists that made these. So my concept was, I liked the concept of like a dripping smiley face, as if, and the progression is kind of like, it was supposed to be the woods and then the sunset and then the middle one. So it's supposed to be like, you're going from being a regular smiley face to like a dead inside smiley face. And I thought that was a funny progression of seeing something normal. And then like, the more you dive into it, you're like, oh God, everything is terrible and creepy. And why, like, why does this thing exist? Why is this scary? So I thought that progression was kind of funny, of just like being happy, but also kind of like dying inside, because yeah, you know, something's actually like happy. You're like, oh, this is a normal thing. But then inside you're like, no, I know all these terrible things about this topic.
Like
now,
that famous meme of the, what is it, like a dog or
the
something?
The This Is Fine. Yeah.
This Is Fine.
So it's kind of like that. It's our version of the This Is Fine meme. It's like, oh, a beautiful sunset. But I learned through the Everything Is Creepy podcast that the most beautiful sunsets are actually caused by pollution. Shout out to my manager, Hillary, for letting me know that fact that, and now ruining thing. Sunsets for me. So that's the reason I did the beautiful sunset, because on the outside, it's a beautiful sunset on the ocean, but it also is caused by pollution in the air. That's why it's so beautiful and colorful. And then also the deep ocean scares the crap out of me. The bejesus out of me. I hate the deep ocean. It is one of the scariest things to me.
I think most people do.
Some, it doesn't bother, like scuba divers.
Well,
yes,
I'm sure a small population.
I would never go scuba diving, ever.
I've gone scuba diving.
I'll go snorkeling.
It was creepy.
Yeah, I'll go snorkeling.
What's the difference?
Because when you're I hate when you're snorkeling and you turn and you see where it drops off into the deep ocean. I don't go
anywhere out there.
Yeah, I don't go anywhere near that area. I'll stay like as close to land. Yep. The snorkeling is close to land. You can run out if you need to.
But there's sometimes barracudas that will hide underneath the boat, and then the guide will come over and be like, "Come here, look at this barracuda," and you turn around because you're like, "No, thank you."
Did that happen?
That happened to me.
So that, and then also the fact that it's sunset is like the beautiful start to nighttime. So I thought that was beautifully scary. So that's that first image. The second one with the code that's blue, I thought that represented technology and civilization well, which is extremely scary. A lot of the things that humans have made and technology has created is very scary. And again, all of these we can expand on in future episodes. And then, of course, the dark woods is terrifying.
It's not like, that dark.
I don't really need, I mean, nature's beautiful, but it's really scary.
Don't be afraid.
Like the dark woods is very scary.
There's no Bigfoots out there.
You don't know that.
I don't.
How could you possibly know that?
I'm going camping this week, so I hope I don't see one.
I've stopped going camping because I saw a bear once when we went camping, and yep, I couldn't sleep all night.
The whole night she was looking up bear info.
Yeah, I was looking up bear attack statistics. I was mad we didn't bring our bear mace that I usually try to bring with us.
We didn't have it?
I don't think so. Mm,
I got him now.
And Bobby was like, oh, don't worry, we have a knife. And I was like, what am I going to do with that?
Stay
with the tiny knife. Yeah, so I don't like the woods. I'm very scared by the woods.
So where I go camping along the river, there's these things called fisher cats. I don't know if they're new to the area, but I don't recall hearing them that long ago. So the past couple of years that I've gone camping, usually between the hours of like 2 and 3 and 4 a.m., you'll hear them. I believe they are up in the trees for some odd reason, and they have like a creepy cowling howl laugh. So the first time, it was odd. My brother-in-law and I were camping, and we both had to get up to go to the bathroom. We got up, we're going, taking a piss in the woods, and we hear like it sounds like, you know, like the hyena cowl laugh that from like Lion King, or like that creepy, it basically, that's what we heard, like creepy owl hooting cowly sounds up in the trees.
Just Google
fisher cat
sounds.
Yeah, it's very creepy.
You'll hear it.
Some of the reasons like that I really like podcasts is that I found when I'm, you know, working out, or not really working out, if I'm like driving or working out in the yard doing stuff, when you have time to yourself, it's one thing to listen to music and kind of like zone out, but when I'm taking Dexter for a walk, our dog, I'll listen to a podcast for 20, 40 minutes and I can quickly just learn about something. It helps pass the time a lot better as well, especially when you're driving. If you have someone that you're listening to, it almost feels like you're in on that conversation a little bit.
Yours is so wholesome. Mine's like, I gotta listen to how this person got murdered so I can find out how I...
I'm listening to like... Yeah, I'm trying to find out information, especially with the fantasy football thing or...
Well, my favorite thing to listen to, just because I'm so engrossed in content creation on a daily basis, is I listen to like the Creator Club podcast. Mm-hmm. We used to listen to Jenna and Julian because they would talk about YouTube culture in like a more structured, newsy podcast way. I like when people talk about content creation and YouTube as more of a business. I feel like there's not that much out there. And there's a lot of times I'll listen to somebody, I'm like, oh, they have like a, not to be mean, but I'll be like, oh, they have a lot smaller channel than me. I don't think they'll understand like what, like a chat, like different size channels. And we'll talk about this more maybe in the YouTube episode, but different size channels have different struggles for sure. Like there's, as a smaller channel, there was way more things that I was worried about that I'm not worried about now, but now I have different things to worry about. So I like found one podcast from a smaller YouTuber, but surprisingly listening to it, I learned so much stuff. I was like, oh, I shouldn't like write people off that are smaller as not knowing the problems that I go through. That's dumb. Like it is more eye-opening to be like, I need to listen to somebody else's perspective to remember what it was like when I was to one, remember what it was like when I was a smaller channel, but two, to like realize other ways people do things that I might not be aware of.
It's a lot of times if even just talking it out, you'll talk about something that you're going through a problem and it almost, you make more sense of it. And probably the same thing you're hearing another YouTuber talk about issues or problems they're having that you used to have more of, but maybe like once in a while they'll pop up for you and you're like, oh yeah, okay, like this is normal, I should go through this. Or
or it just makes you feel not alone. You're alone. It's like when you go to the YouTube summit events and stuff, you meet other people who are doing and going through like the same exact stuff you are, whereas most people in the world aren't.
A lot, I think one of the things people don't realize about content creators is that most of them, vast majority are, you know, working alone in a room by themselves.
Yeah.
They don't have coworkers. They don't have, I'm sure a lot more people got used to that with the pandemic, working from home, is that you don't have, you know, if you're kind of frustrated or just having a bad day, you can kind of go take a break or just talk with your coworker and kind of forget about work for a little bit. When you're a content creator, you don't have that.
That's why I just spew it to you and you don't know what I'm talking about.
In the mornings or after Lauren records, I always say she like machine guns all her frustrations and ideas and thoughts at me. And it's a little overwhelming at times, but I understand.
That's why I started therapy. Which is also very important. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of YouTube content creators should do it.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So before we start going into why podcasts are very creepy and scary, even though they might not seem like it on the outside. I do want to take this opportunity to ask, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, to please leave us a review. It'll help us a lot, especially if you want us to continue this podcast for a long time. Or if you're watching on YouTube, please make sure you subscribe and like the video. It means a lot. There was a lot of time and effort that went into this podcast, and we really hope to do it for a long time. So I hope you enjoy it. And now on to the scary part of things. So just in general, I found just like two podcasts that it's really hard to find smaller podcasts.
There's a million of them.
There's so, I know. Well, that's why it's hard to like browse them.
Yeah.
I feel like when I look at certain platforms, they always push the most popular ones.
Yeah.
So I tried to find what I could. I'm sure. And this is where you guys can come in, because we could cover this topic again. But if you know of a podcast that's really weird or creepy or like shouldn't exist, I'm sure
unique,
there's tons.
Something very unique.
Please let me know, because I need to discover more of these. But first off, podcasts in general are a little creepy.
Oh, yeah?
It's really funny talk about as we're doing.
This is creepy?
Because, I mean, and it's kind of goes for social media in general, but everybody has a voice and they can talk about whatever they want.
Yep.
For however long they want.
And that's social media, is unfiltered. Everyone's opinions, topics.
Yeah. Like, is it just like
creepy.
Take a second to think about that.
Nope.
Like, that's why there's so many conspiracy theories and really scary people who get a platform and become, I'm trying to remember, there was like one person, I mean, there's probably tons, but they thought that they were a god. I'm trying
those
to remember where there
cults.
Was. What?
Most
As
cults.
To most
cults.
Cults
are, you know.
But like what they were saying was insane.
Yeah.
And there's still people being like, yes, that Ooh. Sounds correct.
Well, there's a lot of people out there.
I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I can't, I wish I knew. I mean, it's current, so I don't want to talk about it. I don't know if it's like a controversial thing that's going to get us flagged. I don't want to spread the craziness, except for my craziness. I'll spread that all over the place. But I did find two that I have not told Bobby about because I wanted to hear what he thought about them.
Alrighty.
So there is a podcast that is called Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's. Did you know that there was pizza? There was once pizza at McDonald's, because I did not know that.
Feels like one of those like Bernstein Bears kind of things. Like, was there or wasn't there?
Oh, yeah. What is that called?
The
Mandela effect?
Yeah. Hmm. I feel like I'm somewhat imagining it. Were they like small or was it like a slice?
It was like a personal.
Yeah.
So
I kind of remember it.
I'm pretty sure.
I never got it. So I don't think I ever got it.
It's an actual investigative journalist that does this podcast. And he's named Brian Thompson. And he's convinced that the iconic fast food chain used to serve pizza. That's why I was reading. I was like, he's convinced that they had pizza. Did they not have pizza? So then I started looking it up. But the podcast is basically, he's determined to do everything possible to get to the bottom of why this pizza no longer exists.
This is the whole podcast?
The whole podcast is about this.
Not just an episode.
No, the whole thing.
Is about McDonald's having pizza.
Yes.
Whether they did or did not.
Yes. And why.
And why the ice cream machine's always broken.
So I think the whole thing is that McDonald's is trying to cover up the fact that they once served
pizza. Oh no, we never had pizza. We never tried doing that.
I did Google it and they did serve pizza. It was called the McPizza.
Oh, no way. Clever name.
And it was discontinued.
Wait, I really want to see
it. So it was launched.
I really got to see a picture of it.
So it was launched in the 1980s.
Okay. So maybe I.
And it was discontinued in 2000.
Oh, okay.
So we were only, I was only like
yeah, I mean,
10
I,
or 11.
Well, we could have remembered it.
So they still serve it. That's the other
thing. Oh.
So they.
So no. This podcast is over. What's the point of it?
Currently, there's only one location, and guess what state it's in?
What state?
Yeah.
It's in America?
Yes.
Ohio?
No.
Florida?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's served in one location in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, wow.
Serves the McPizza. So you can still go there.
You
if you
go
live in Orlando,
it.
Florida, look up what location serves the McPizza and order it and let me know if it's good.
I have a feeling it's kind of like, it's definitely just like a frozen pizza that they heat up. Or,
yeah,
or remember the Lunchables pizzas? Something like that. I never understand how Lunchables made sense. How do you have meats that are just like
It doesn't make edible. Sense. It's scary.
That are just sitting in your...
I told you, there's so many things that are scary.
Bag all day. I can't...
We should have a Lunchables episode.
How many how many preservatives are in these things?
Just buy them and talk about how creepy they are. Well, the only one I would eat, because kids, when I was growing up, are Lunchables big if you're in school still and bring lunch to school?
I still see them when I go to like Quick Check. I still see them,
but I don't know. But like... When I was growing up, they were a big deal. Like, yeah. If you took them out of your lunch, everybody freaked out. Oh,
what do you got? You got the pizza? No way.
Yeah. And the only one, I think I knew, even when I was younger, I was like, this isn't right. Because the only one I would ever want was the pizza.
Yeah.
Because at least there was no meat or anything on it. It was just...
You could have pepperoni. Well,
yeah, but I didn't eat them. I threw them out.
Yeah.
Or I gave them to somebody.
Threw them away.
That it's not right. You shouldn't put that in your
That's
body.
Why we not go to the grocery store and I see just pepperoni just sitting. I mean, I understand like beef, like beef jerky or bacon.
Like already cooked. Bacon.
Well, that kind of makes sense, but still I understand. It just, it can't be right. This can't be good for us. This stuff can't be good for us.
Lunchables was the only one I would do because at least cheese, I understood how that could be refrigerated.
I mean, charcuterie boards are just fancy Lunchables.
That's very
like we bought it. We literally bought one this past weekend.
That's the
it was
quote
a boar's head box of meat and cheese. There was no crackers. We had to get our own crackers, but it was literally an adult Lunchables.
I think that's the quote of the episode.
Adult Lunchables are charcuterie boards.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I've read that somewhere. It's definitely not an original thought. So
it's probably from Reddit.
I definitely saw that on Instagram or something.
But yeah, that's the entire podcast. I'm very interested because if you Google it, you can find that it did exist. So I looked up that it existed because they were their main competitor at the time was Pizza Hut.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So they
Pizza Hut like early no late 90s or 2000s Pizza Hut was like the best.
Was it?
Yeah, we had
I
one.
Never went to Pizza Hut.
I went there a lot, which is weird because living in Jersey, we have like
the best pizza.
So many good pizza places. Yeah. But it was, I don't know, it was like the panned pizzas. They had like the salad bar and the pizza bar, and they always had the Simpsons.
Oh, that's right, they did.
They had the Simpsons video game arcade and a couple other ones that were just, I don't know, I guess it was bigger. It was like a fast food version of pizza place.
This is what I don't understand.
Where you could bring
about,
your kids to, I don't know.
We keep going all over the place, but this is what I don't understand about companies. Like McDonald's is like, Pizza Hut is taking a share of our profits because they have pizza and we don't. We should have a pizza. But when you go to McDonald's, you don't go to McDonald's to have pizza.
No.
You go to Pizza Hut to have pizza. You go to McDonald's for burgers and fries. It's kind of like social media companies that should be remain nameless that are trying to be like other social media companies. It's like, no.
Oh, you want to watch streamers on Facebook?
It's like, no, if I want to watch vertical videos, I will go to this app. And if I want to watch photos, I will go to this app.
Yeah,
you probably all know what social media I'm talking about.
Yeah, but when billion-dollar companies see other smaller companies taking over, like, we need that.
I know why they do it, but
it's creepy.
I like having things
separate.
Like, that would be like listening, we'll try to go back to podcasting, but that would be like me listening to Everything Is Creepy, and all of a sudden we start talking about, like, we start reviewing anime that we watched, like, unless it's scary, like, not a non-scary anime. Or if we started reviewing food out of nowhere with no, like, scary context.
That sounds good to me.
Or watching a true crime video, and they're like, you know what, today, we're just
gonna... We're gonna talk about McDonald's pizza.
Yeah. Like, so, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This next podcast
that's
weird and creepy, I actually would listen to a lot.
I'm sure.
I could listen to it. It's called Valley Heat. And
Valley
it's
Heat? Valley Heat?
Valley Heat.
Okay.
And it's about a freelance insurance adjuster named Doug DeGoy? DeGay? DeGuy?
Where is it?
DeGuy?
DeGuy?
Yeah, you can't say anything. He uses his self-honed investigative skills because he's already an insurance adjuster, so he's got to like investigate accidents and stuff and see if somebody's telling the truth. So he's using his investigative investigative skills to chronicle suspicious activities around his home and neighborhood in the Rancho Equestrian District of Burbank, California.
So he's like neighborhood watch?
So basically he sits
Sherlock
and
Holmes.
Looks out his window and podcasts about all the weird things his neighbors
Karen's
are doing.
Karen's taking her dog out again for the fourth time today.
So he just like tries to investigate people's lives based on what he sees out
there. Just from observation?
Just from observation.
Sounds very dangerous. I'm sure he's called the cops many times and been wrong many times about things.
It's like Rear Window. What's Have you that? Ever seen that movie?
No.
It's like a Hitchcock movie.
Okay.
Scary movie, but it's about a guy who breaks his leg and he is trapped in his apartment. And the only thing, and it's pre-internet, so there was like nothing he could really do besides watch old TV and use binoculars. Somebody gave him a pair of binoculars because they were like, oh, maybe you could like bird watch or something.
Yeah, I feel like this is something they've done in like other shows too.
Yeah, they remade it.
Yeah.
They've done it in cartoons
and
like remade it into a more modern
movie. I've seen this
but
scenario.
He started like, he's like looking at his neighbors and assumed that one of his neighbors murdered his wife based on what he saw through the window. And I'm pretty sure he was right at the end, if I remember correctly. Like, the whole movie is basically you trying to figure out whether all these people are saying, no, we saw her. Like, she's alive. What are you talking about? So the whole movie is you're trying to figure out if this guy is crazy or not. But I'm pretty sure his neighbor realizes that he saw the murder happen and then tries to come.
So now this is just going on in real life with this Doug Dubois. I feel like Doug.
I feel like you shouldn't Dave Dubois.
Dubois.
I don't know.
Dubois.
I'm sorry, Doug. That's not Dave. Doug? It's Doug.
Sorry, Doug.
Sorry, we're butchering your name. But you have an amazing podcast.
Like, how many episodes is it so far?
I don't know. I think
a
lot. It's still going.
You're doing it for years now? You're just creeping on people?
He's just creeping.
Interesting.
I would love to do that, but we can't really see our neighbors.
It's a good thing.
If anything, I would love if somebody in our neighborhood made a podcast like watching our house. They'd be like, oh god, today Lauren, that the lady from across the street was trying to ride a dinosaur float in the pool for an hour and failed. Or I'm trying to think of the weird stuff. I saw today that there was a flooding remediation van that pulled up to their house. I wonder what would have happened there. Little did they know it was a bath bomb that flooded our house.
If you don't know what we're talking about, just go to Lauren's YouTube.
Yeah, go there. It's like one of the first videos. I still get asked about that video all the time.
That's definitely
it's not a traumatic event. That
definitely the video that gets, like when I ask
It's
viewers,
one of my top videos.
What
now.
Is your favorite? It's always the bath bomb.
And that, it's fun. It was funny because when I first posted it, YouTube's like, this video is performing really well. Do more, find out what worked in this video and do more of it. I was like, oh, so destroy my house, YouTube?
Yeah.
Destroy my house? That's what my viewers want?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a no plethora of, there's a so many creepy podcasts out there, just like Doug's.
I mean,
of people doing weird things and they have 5 viewers or listeners and...
That's why. And I can't find them because they're not pushed as much.
Yeah.
And I also don't
You
got to
go on like weird message boards and Reddit
stuff. That's
how
I found those two. But they're actually like pretty.
That's creepy.
They're actually.
Especially The Watcher.
The Watcher.
What's the name of his podcast?
Valley Heat.
Valley Heat.
I know that doesn't do
it's kind
it
of
justice.
A good name, but not for his podcast.
Yeah. I'm trying to look.
You're trying to find more right now?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I know. I looked for so long and I could only find those two because they don't push.
Well, I mean,
which is smart because they're probably like the podcast, various podcast platforms are probably thinking I'm not pushing. I don't know if this is a good one or not.
I mean,
why
well,
am I
that's like,
push this?
That's what the creepy and weird, bad side of podcasts are, is that you're going to find weird or uncommon topics. And some of it may be either like misinformation or this guy's got all these crazy wild theories going on in his neighborhood and little as he knows that now everything's fine.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.
I mean, in general, so the biggest, another scary thing, is the biggest genre.
Murder mystery.
Yeah. That's one of the most popular genres of podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, there's like all those memes of like the wife listens to all these like creepy murder mysteries and the husband doesn't get it.
Yeah.
I don't want to stereotype.
My theory.
I've seen a meme about it.
My theory is that, I don't know. Like,
what's your theory?
I'm part of it, so I would assume that I would know this. But subconsciously, I don't know why I like listening to murder mysteries because it does cause me anxiety. Afterwards, what I'm thinking about.
You said it's like you're getting prepared for it. You feel like...
I think it's the same thing as watching a horror movie, though.
Yeah.
Because you want to feel...
Everyone likes to be scared.
You want to feel scared for... And also, the main victim of the majority of these murder mysteries is women. So I think it's like either a sisterhood thing, like... That's so dark. So sorry this happened to you, girl.
Yeah.
Like, we want to hear your story and find out if you had justice.
Well, it's like a gossipy thing. People like gossip. People want to hear creepy sides of things.
Why is the main audience women?
Because we're the ones that are committing these crimes.
I get. Yeah, they're like, I don't want.
We are listening. We're just not public about it. That's a good idea.
Oh my god.
I don't know. I don't know any of my friends who like to listen to that stuff, so
it's really
funny. We're too busy with sports and Joe Rogan, apparently.
It's really funny though. There was, I'm pretty sure, one time at our old house when I pulled up to our house, and there was definitely memes of this happening where my phone automatically connected to the speaker on the inside of the house while I was listening to a murder
podcast.
And it would be like, mm-hmm. Our legs were cut off, our arms are cut, and it just starts playing like in the house randomly. Like Bobby will just be happily like playing his game, and then all of a sudden, like, murder is just blasting.
Murder! Murder!
And I remember at our old house, because I used to commute all the time, I listened to a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
And I would come in and say, guess what I found out today? Guess what story I heard on Monday?
Listen to this story I heard.
Yeah.
It's this creepy story.
So I would also love to have a podcast where I talked about.
Just recap all the creepy stories you've heard.
Well, that's what we are. Eventually, well, the podcasting topic, because podcasts are so new to us and this is our first time ever doing one, I don't have any specific scary stories about it, but I think our next episode is going to be YouTube, because I have a lot of stories and things to talk about on that subject. So, yes, depending on the topic, we will be sharing scary actual stories or creepy stories that have happened to us revolving around that subject, as well as listening to yours. But no, I meant I would love to do a true crime podcast, but I feel like I wouldn't be able to do justice like compared to the other ones I've listened to, because they do so much research and good storytelling and structuring, whereas I'm rambly.
It's okay. People like that.
I just be like, they found her.
What?
She was dead. And then,
no way. Can you believe this?
Can you believe this?
People do this kind of stuff.
This is terrible. I'm going to listen to another one.
I was saying before is that, you know, anyone can talk about anything out there. And, you know, a lot of misinformation and just creepy stuff that you don't know if it's true or not. But that's why some of these things can be entertaining, because you'll hear either like creepy conspiracy theories. I mean, I've seen like YouTube videos or YouTube shorts about weird things that I'm going to we'll talk about in the next episode, that I'll see something that I know is not real, but then I start going down a rabbit hole of trying to figure out if it's real. Yeah. Like, there was this one Billie Eilish video that I saw as I was going through at night, and that it showed something creepy, and I was like, what? I know this isn't real, but I need to, it looked so real. And that's why, like, things can sound so real. Anyone can sound professional when they're doing a podcast and they're talking about it. So anyone can sound like, oh, I know what I'm talking about. Or it's just so many weird, creepy things. I think people, they just get, like, bored with real life, that they want there to be something out there that's creepy, something that's different.
True.
So when they find...
Like dark things.
Yeah. So when you find something that is kind of, like, tickling that fence, you're like, ah, there it is. That's what I want. it's just, you know, I think that's one of the creepy things about podcasts and technology is that, you know, you're getting ready to go to bed at night and all of a sudden you spend the next hour or two going down this creepy rabbit hole of whether Billie Eilish is a demon or not.
Is she?
I don't think so.
I don't think
so. It looked really real, but pretty sure she's not. But
I hope not. I like her.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. Maybe I'd like her even more if she was a demon.
Some creepy stuff.
It'd be pretty dark and
I got to show you that video. It's really weird.
I want to watch that video now.
Yeah. It just, that's the thing. Like we were saying before how like the Blair Witch Project and stuff, it all looked so real. Because everything really is creepy. There's a lot of things out there that seem normal or plain, but when you start looking into it, and you don't realize that your neighbor, Doug Dubois, is just coming
watching
up.
You while you wave to him.
Yeah.
While you're taking your garbage out.
That's the fourth time he's taking his garbage out this week.
Or you might not know that beautiful sunsets are caused by terrible pollution that is ruining the planet.
And that there's bears in the woods.
That there's bears in the woods, and I also learned that they usually don't attack people.
Yeah, no doubt.
Unless you go into their zone.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why hikers get attacked more by bears.
If you're ever hiking or in the woods, make noise. Clip your keys to you.
Yeah, don't startle jingle,
or like hum, sing. Don't be quiet.
All right. Well, that's a good place to wrap things up.
I agree.
This episode is a little different than probably our future episodes just because
we'll tighten things up. We'll have more structure. We kind of had a little bit of loose structure, but we do what we wanted. We talked about why podcasts.
But that's what a conversation is.
Yeah.
It's loose structure.
This is
you don't know where it's going to lead.
We had just a couple things written down that we wanted to make sure we talked about.
Which we did.
We did it.
We did it.
We did our first.
High five for the audio listeners
first
that didn't
podcast.
Know what that slam sound was.
You have no idea how long Lauren has been anxiously worrying about this for.
Well, because I have to leave. I have to leave for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Not even.
I wanted to make sure this was perfect. I thought maybe if we like filmed the first one and it wasn't good, we would have to do it again. Do you think this was good?
I think it was good.
Will people be listening to this right now?
Yeah. There's going to be people listening to this.
Okay.
Hello. Hi.
I also have to get better at realizing that the main aspect of this is audio, not video.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of times I've been doing something and not saying what I'm doing.
Lauren's doing a little jig.
Actually, the audio version will make me sound really professional because you won't have seen me looking at my phone to read things or look at things.
Usually you can't see with your ears, so you should be good.
Yeah. Good. All you audio listeners will think I'm very professional.
Yeah, I don't have a laptop with notes.
Make sure you review us on Apple Podcasts. Spotify, wherever you're able to review us, please review us. And if you're listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube, either one, hi.
Hi.
For my audio listeners, I just did a wave there.
Me too.
Please make sure you subscribe and like before you go so that you are notified when new episodes go up. I'll have a link in the description of a place that you can go to talk to us about future episode topics and give us your stories to react to.
Ooh. Ooh.
And yeah. Creepy. I don't have a sign off.
I've just been thinking of one.
What's your sign off?
You should go and remember, and I'll go, everything is creepy.
Okay.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good. And remember,
everything is creepy.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.